Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with the Max Maximize Volume 7. So let's go ahead and get started. This is what you've all been waiting for, the end of the Max. It's shorter. Okay, the Max created by Sam Keith, of course. Story and art by Sam Keith. Finishes by Jim Sinclair. Additional story and art by Dave Feiss, issue number 31. Then we got the colors, letters, you know, all that good stuff. Okay. Here we go. Chapter 1. I remember Sarah saying we gotta soak whatever's behind this door in water ASAP. When did Sarah tell her that? Quiet, Mark. It looks like a ribbon or bow or, hey, it's starting to glow. Whoa, it's overloading. It's stopping now. Hold it, Mark. I can open it, Mom. I'm strong. Watch. Careful, Dave. Don't do something. Sure you are, kid. How about a little help, though, huh? Crash! Stupid. It's a fairy. An incredibly huge fairy. No, it's a 300-pound white iss. What's a fairy? It looks like a giant football to me. You see an iss, huh? Yep. Obviously, we're all seeing what we want to see. What happened to it, Mom? Why is it so big? I don't know, but we got to get it to the water and quick, like Sarah said. Hey, Dave, what's a 300-pound football eat? This is serious, Mark. I think. Hey, Julie, maybe this is that white iss that escaped from your outback into our world unchanged, remember? Whatever. Keep pushing. Where are we going? Sarah's got no bathtub. Steve told me there's a tub everyone shares in the basement. Thank God it fits. Well, sort of. I wonder what happened to my iss to make it swell up. You mean your football? I like the cleats on his feet. I hope it doesn't say something about my masculinity that I'm seeing pink fairies. Mark, go get Gone, and hurry. He'll know what to do. Gone? You trust him after what he did to Sarah, letting her disappear into her own outback? You got a better idea? Once again, we're up to our butts in supernatural crap. If Gone meant what he said about losing Sarah accidentally, here's his chance to find her. Send this blimpo, is rather, back to my head and put things right. Fairy. Whatever. Listen, Dave, I'm gonna tell you something I've never told anybody. Not Mark or Sarah. Nobody. I knew the girl pretty well, and I don't think she'd mind if I told you. Okay. Her name was Megan. She was a skinny girl, around 14 or so, living with her grandparents. Julie, what does all this have to do with a giant fair, is? Kalamazoo. You got something better to do while we wait for Gone? The story's about something, but I'm not sure what, yet. I think it's about fitting in. I'm not exactly your typical teenage girl. I'm a skinny tomboy, love old-fashioned music, and have weird thoughts. I'm not sure I'm looking forward to all this growing up crap. Puberty is beginning to sound like some sort of disease. Megan, are you listening? Uh-huh. I'm not gonna keep giving you a lift to the library if you don't stop upsetting your granny. Ignoring her phone calls is gonna kill her one day. Is that what you want? Well, is it? Thump, thump, thump. Uh-huh. That's my girl. I can't hear Gramps, but when he's punching his hand, uh-huh usually covers it. Heh. You kids and your music today. Does he know I'm listening to music from the 1940s? Does he even ask? Now remember, Megan. Yeah, I know. Stay downstairs so I can see if Granny's calling on the payphone outside. Do you have to tell me every time? Granny calls at least 12 times a day and overwhelms me with pointless questions that anyone could answer. To her and Gramps, that seems normal. We're supposed to jump when she calls, and we all take care of her. But I still don't know what's wrong with her, if anything. I know you think I'm an old fogey, but I love you, Megan. Okay, geez, tell the world. Oh, God, tring! Well, that's probably her now. Go on, Answer it. I will, I promise. Just go on to work. She's waiting. All right already. Hello? Yeah. Hi, Granny. Yeah, I know it kept ringing, but we just got here. No, he's left. Yak, 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 nag, 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 yak, nag, blah, 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 yada, 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 guilt, guilt, guilt. Yes, Granny, goodbye. There's the evil door. I vowed never to pass through it since the event of 1973. I was 11. I won't even go into it. Trust me, I have my reasons. I must use the upstairs entrance to go inside. Retreat, evil door, back! Once inside, I go downstairs where it's safe and cool. Oh crap, late for class. And since the evil door blocks my way, I have to reverse it all to get to Granny's phone. I hate the outside. Too much noise, fresh air, and distraction. I like the downstairs library, which is cool, dark, and moldy. I hide and listen to my 40s music. Nothing ever changes in the library. It's great. I don't know what the big deal is about growing up. All adults I know are idiots. At least I can feel stuff. When people get older, I think something in them dies. Why else are adults so condescending to teenagers? Gramps makes me take this health class at the library. It's torture. Oh, excuse me, we've got one more panel here. But it's not a joke or a phase, it's real. Why can't adults see that? Gramps makes me take this health class at the library. It's torture. What's happening to you? On your mark, get set, grow! You're going through puberty. My God, she thinks we're 9 years old. Deodorants, crushes, training bras, dating, pubic hair. It's all a normal, healthy part of the physical and emotional changes that await you on your special journey to womanhood. Okay, let's say hello to Miss Tampon. Hello, Miss Tampon! Shut up, Sally! You shut up! Girls, settle down! This is embarrassing and pathetic for everyone. I gotta bail. It's the only humane thing to do. Hey, teacher, can I go to the bathroom? Okay, Megan, but don't run off like last time. These classes are ruining the library as my haven. I don't want to know about boobs and cramps. I just want to listen to old-fashioned music and escape. Every time I go upstairs, I have to walk by this crazy lady that mumbles to herself. Kiwi, Kiwi. She always creeps me out. I'm always sure she's going to bite my leg or something. I normally hate it outside, but anything's better than puberty 101. The big girls play loud, primitive disco rhythms from across the park. They're all so happy and healthy, I want to puke. They are the soccer girls, my mortal enemies. Sure, hunched over posture, looking down, turned away from the crowd. Everything about me says, pick on this one. Well, aren't you going to throw it back? Hey, loser, you deaf or just chicken? Hey, girls, this runt just called me out. Did not, Fido. Okay, you're dead. Okay, Goldie, I know you can hear me. Get up so I can hear you, or else. Come on, Patty, lay off her. Yeah, I thought so. Why can't they leave me alone? Do they hate themselves so much that they have to hate me too? Wimp. Patty, come on. I don't know why boys team up and pull that hey girl, my friend likes you crap. Two little punks like this shouldn't bother me. I'm bigger and stronger than both of them. But when they razz me, I won't stand up to them. Come on, you twerps, just do it. Get it over with. Whoosh! Hey, not my homework. Oh, great, not the evil door again. What's the matter, bitch? Scared? Ah ha ha! Tap, 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 tap. Okay, primates, give it back. Megan's afraid. Days like this, my only escape is music. I crawl into my music room and forget all this bullshit. I hate the time I'm living in. In the late 70s, suck. Everything's plastic pop. Music, movies, the way people talk was so cool in the 40s. I was born in the wrong time. 1930 to 45 would be perfect. I feel safe in the past. That kind of music soothes me. Well, it did until... Oh God, not the soccer sluts again. I bet they think I'd like to be out there. Well, they're wrong. I'll just turn mine up. No good, their bass is just drowning it out. That girl's up to something. Ah, she's just a kid. What could she do? Plenty. Why is she always running up and down those stairs? And why can't she use the back door like normal people? At least over here it's quiet. Ring! crap! Sixth time today. The evil soccer girl mocks me. Look at them, running around, laughing, having fun, giggling like idiots. Hormones have turned their brains to pudding. They're acting like animals. Disgusting. I'm too skinny to ever grow up and be like them anyway. The library lets me watch old movies in the back here. I've become hooked on this one about a young girl who lets her husband, Maxim, treat her like a child. Why? I think she wants to be an adult, but she's scared. See, Maxim's first wife, Rebecca, is someone a girl could never live up to. The new wife thinks Maxim's still in love with Rebecca, so she stays a child, afraid to compete. My favorite part is where the evil Miss Danvers gets her to feel Rebecca's underwear. Not that I'm into that or anything. It's just so weird for an old movie. You've always wanted to see this room, haven't you? It's lovely, isn't it? Everything has been kept just as Mr. De Winters liked it. Nothing has been altered since that night. Come, I'll show you her dressing room. This is where I keep all her clothes. You'd like to see them, wouldn't you? Feel this. I keep her underwear on this side. They were made specially by the nuns in the convent of St. Clair. Sometimes when I walk along the corridor, I fancy I hear her steps behind me. Do you think the dead come back and watch the living? I don't believe it. Something's up. What's that bumping noise? You look tired. Hey, little missy, unlock this door. I know you're up to something. Why don't you stay here a while? Can you hear me? Open up and rest. Crash! Listen to the sea. Great, I broke the wall. Hey, looky back here. What a cool little place to hide. This gives me an idea. Let me get these headphones off. If you don't unlock the door this instant, bang, bang, bang. Oh, God. Bang, bang, bang. I'll get the security guard. Can't breathe, and I can't button fast enough. Coming, I just... Sorry. Okay, projector off. Oh, crap, the wall. Think. Woo, looks okay. I'm coming. If security has to unlock this door... No, wait, I just have to open the... shades. Okay, missy. If I knew who your parents were, I'd call them right now. And if I ever catch you locking this door again, you're banned from the library. Okay. And quit tying up that phone talking to your boyfriends. Ring, 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 ring. She's yelling in public. Total humiliation. Oh, God. Everyone's staring at me. Okay, if there was anyone around, they'd be staring at me. Hey, phone's that way. Not for me. Crazy lady. Kiwi. It stopped. Thank God. She gave up. Honk, honk. 17 rings, numbnut. Busted. My shame is complete. I'm just like the girl in the movie. Only Gramps is Maxim, the evil librarian is Miss Danvers, and Granny is the ghost of Rebecca who haunts me. Back at home, me and Gramps tiptoe in for fear of upsetting Granny. Gramps walks on eggshells to keep her happy, which only makes her more grouchy. Even though she takes sugar pills, we're supposed to act like she's dying. I don't know why, it's Gramps. He's the one that's gonna ditch us and leave me He's the one that's gonna ditch us and leave me here with her. Now you're already on thin ice, ignoring Granny's calls like that. Megan, you'll be the death of her someday if you keep misbehaving. She needs you. Well, she's not the only one being ignored. No lip, young lady. See, Mama, the headphones make it hard for Meggie to hear the phone. Whine, yak, blah, whine, yak, whine, blah, blah. Uh-huh. You're right. Maybe she shouldn't be listening to rock music at the library anyway. So that's settled. No headphones at the library, and you answer the phone every time Granny calls. Got it? Uh-huh. Or how about I make a list of where all your stuff is so you won't have to call me or Dad? I don't like lists. She don't like lists, Megan. She needs both of us to be there for her. You're young. You've got your whole life. This is her time. Don't be selfish. Don't forget my dinner. And my bedpan needs changing. Okay, Mama. Just a sec. When you ignore her needs, you're only hurting yourself. You've got to grow up someday, Megan. We can't baby you forever. Yeah. We know who the baby of this family is. Ways to torture yourself, number 107. Earl! Coming, Mama. Megan, don't make me nag you. Get started with that homework. No problem, Gramps. If I can't do this, I'm pathetic. Come on, Megan. It's been 20 minutes and you're just diddling around. Just do it. Okay, I will. But I won't. I know I won't. I always do this. It's been an hour. If you would have started, you could have been done by now. I will in a minute, but I gotta sharpen my pencil first. I gotta, go out. I won't be back till late, Pumpkin. Man, I'm getting sleepy. I'll get up early and do it. In the morning. I'm sick of him ragging on me. Wish he'd just butt out. You know you won't, Princess. Tonight. Don't let me down. Tomorrow, I promise. What's the point? I'll never be able to get anything done. Loser. I feel so guilty. I've blown it anyway. It's too late now. I've let him down. He's right. I can't finish anything. But next time I'll get up early and do it. Really, I will. Next time. Blaming others, number 368. Rise and shine, Pumpkin. Come on, Megan. Don't fight me on this. Get up and finish your homework. I know you get angry when I have to go out, but I've got no choice. I know you're afraid I'm gonna leave. But nothing will happen to me until you're ready. I promise. Okay, I'm just gonna catch a few wings. Then we'll get up. Why doesn't he make me get up? Excuse me, why doesn't he make me get up and do it? Fine. He talks to me all night so I can't get my homework done. Then expects me to get myself up. I can't be expected to do that. I'm just a kid. You're grounded for ignoring Granny yesterday. But... No library. Stay put. I mean it. Don't leave this house. Yeah, we'll see about that. Wow, I got here so early. There's hardly anybody around. Good. This way nobody will see me build my secret nest. If I can get back home before Gramps gets back and Granny doesn't find out I'm gone, I might get away with this. Goody. Door to the movie room's not locked. This crack gave me an idea. I'll build a secret cubbyhole to watch old movies in. Of course, I can't lock the door, but buried back in here, nobody can see what I'm up to anyway. It'll be my safe place to make myself happy in. I won't need anyone. I won't need squat. Just close the secret doorway. Perfect. Now to relax with some Nat King Cole, Trio and Mills Brothers, while it's still quiet. Boogie nights, oh, goody. Look who comes to the park to play soccer early. My pals. God, how I missed them. Boogie woogie thump, boogie thump, 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 thump. Die, soccer scum. Die, soccer scum. Die, soccer scum. Shoot, somebody's using my movie room. Oh well, at least my crack's covered. Last night I had a dream I was being pulled toward the evil door. I tried to run, but it was useless. As I went through it, I became an old woman. I looked across to the park and saw a bunch of Kiwis with little uniforms playing soccer. I went over and started eating them, which they didn't seem to mind, and well, I was pretty hungry after all. I could feel them giggling in my old woman belly, and had just about finished the last one when Miss Danvers from my old movie showed up. She started to yell at me, only Granny's voice came out. She said I let her down and Gramps was leaving because I blew health class. And I feel so guilty because I know she's right. Then she hears laughing coming from inside my belly and knew I liked Kiwis. I was busted. Then I woke up. Weird, huh? Oh well, enough dreams already. Then it happened. She walked in. Like some Greek goddess come to life. What a fox. Impossibly long legs. Golden hair spilling out behind her. She was the most beautiful creature in existence, at least to me. She passed close enough to touch, to breathe on. She was Athena, golden goddess, a queen, a soccer queen. She was an Amazon soccer queen of love. Just watching her do the most menial of tasks is a spiritual event. Healthy, graceful, magical. Everything I'm not. And then she did something amazing. She took a drink. Well, it was the way she took it. And just like that, she headed off, towards the light, back where she came from. Then, like a slap in the face, it hit me. My mind went blank as I wondered why the soccer queen had such an effect on me. For one thing, this goddess was miles past those bimbos in the park. She didn't even wear the same uniform. She belonged to some higher race of golden soccer women who surely must love 40s music. She wouldn't be cool if she didn't. Yeah, she was beyond us mortals for sure. Oh God, what if she saw me gawking like an idiot at her? Oh great, now she probably thinks I'm some sort of pervert who's stalking her. Hey, wait a minute. Somebody like her must be used to having people stare at her in awe. She's that amazing. She'd understand me looking. I'm sure she would. Jeez, I gotta get a life. Wait, don't go. I don't even know your name. Then I see who she's with. My worst enemies. Those obnoxious disco idiots. How could one as transcendent as her hang out with such low-life scum? They don't even know I exist. The evil door mocks my fear of even crossing the street and talking to her. Even if I did, what would I say? Hi, I'm Megan. Watching you take a drink from the water fountain was the most spiritually orgasmic experience of my 14-year-old virginal life. When all else fails, there's chocolate. Besides, who needs outside stuff anyway? I'd only get my heart stumped to bits out there. In here, I'm cozy and safe. Feel this. I keep her underwear on this side. They were made specifically, especially by the nuns in the convent of St. Clair. Sometimes, when I walk down the corridor, I fancy I hear her footsteps behind me. I love this part. Hey, little missy, this door is locked! Do you think the dead come back and watch the living? What's going on in there? I don't believe it. You're up to something. I know it! Stay here a while and rest. And that's Megan's story. Or the first part. Oh yeah? Listen, Julie, this girl you know wouldn't happen to be based on a certain other teenager, would it? This girl lived with her grandparents, Dave. Didn't you tell me you spent a whole summer with your grandparents once? You're fishing. It's not important who she is. It's important what she went through. Okay, what are you going through, Megan? Max, I'm not. Excuse me, but I understand you called. Well, it's about time. Julie's hearing Sarah's voice and... Sarah's no longer in her outback. And she's not water either. She hasn't got a body to return to. The question is, where is she? The woman I brought is her only chance to straighten it all out. She's waiting outside. I believe you know her as... Hey, Mom, look! The football thing's waking up. Max, what's with the lampshade? Hey, it was your idea, remember? Well, let's see if we can't tweak it a bit. Let's see. There! Yes, the old Max is back! But you're still Dave, too, right?
Who's Dave?
Shit! Daddy, what's happening? Sarah?
Chapter 2.
The woman I brought is our only chance to straighten this all out. She's waiting outside. I believe you know her as... Hey, Mom, look, the football thing's waking up. Max, what's with the lampshade?
Hey, it was your idea, remember?
Well, let's see if we can't tweak it a bit. Let's see. There! Yes, the old Max is back. But you're still Dave, too, right?
Who's Dave?
Shit! Hey, these bubbles have... Daddy, what's happening? Sarah? Bugs in them? Maddox, come here, damn it. Oh, God, it's the urn. Glory, don't open it. But there's light inside. Already, it's getting brighter. Hey, Larry, what happened? Everything sort of disappeared. What does Irwin say happened, John? Who gives a rat's ass? He could have mentioned that the creep he sent us to rub out turns people into bugs, for Christ's sake. Now, Larry, I'm sure Madge Rosenthal has a larger plan on her mind. Glory, what happened? I feel bigger. Yeah, Mark, you look older, too. In your teens, I'd say. I saw an angel. His name was Irwin, and he said these bubbles return us to our unborn selves. Great, what good is that? Glory, wait, we're breaking apart. It's okay, Mark. Nothing can hurt us here. It's safe. The angel said so. Don't resist. Just follow your bubble. I'll see you again, I promise. Glory story. Look in your bubble center, Mark, and the past will become clear. Hi, Glory. Daddy! A pretty little girl came into sight. Excuse me, we're going to try that one again. Remember our song? As I was walking down the street last night, a pretty little girl came into sight. I bowed and smiled and asked her name. She said, hold it, bud, I don't play that game. Here, sweetie, it's a present. It helps you breathe. Thanks, Daddy. Are you going to stay this time? Squirt, squirt, squirt. Sure, honey, if you want. Lies. Dad always managed to say what people wanted to hear, then leave them empty-handed. You see, I barely remember my real dad. He was a flim-flam man. I never saw him again after he gave me that inhaler. Mom raised me, and she was the only one I grew up trusting. Whenever I got in trouble, Mom said I reminded her of him. That usually straightened me out. Now, 20 years later, I work at this hotel casino in Reno, the poor man's Las Vegas. I'm in charge of hotel security. Squirt, 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 squirt. Ironic, huh? Me, the world's most insecure. Should we be in Blaufus' office while he's gone? Alice, he left me in charge, remember? It's still his nameplate on the desk. Just look down at the lobby. To bust a scam, you gotta think like a scam artist. What do you see? How about the old guy in suspenders with a kid? Good, what about him? Looks like he's selling the kid something. Right, is the Mark buying? Can't tell, can't hear them. Forget the words, watch the body language. The old guy's working one of his scams, probably the envelope scam. He's given the Mark some BS about only being in town for the afternoon and needing a hooker, but he's afraid he'll get rolled. So will the Mark hold it until he gets back? This is the come on. Why doesn't he keep it in the hotel safe? No time. He just wants to get laid and catch his flight, he says. Oh, is this where that chill comes in as a third party, making it seem real? This guy's working it alone. The old guy shows the Mark $500. Excuse me. The old guy shows the Mark $500 he has in an envelope for the kid to hold. It's real? Yep, has to be. Now the old guy says he's afraid the kid'll lose it, so he wants the kid to put $500 of his own as a show of faith. The kid hasn't got $500, so the guy says, how much do you have? $300. Good enough. See how eager the Mark is to come up with enough money to give away? Okay, Charlie. Pete, stand by. I'll tell you when. He's doing it. The kid, I mean Mark, put his money inside, Glory. The old guy warns the kid about keeping the envelope in his back pocket. Too easy to steal, he says. See? He uses that as an excuse to make the switch. Okay, guys, pick him up. That's enough for now. You better get back to the front desk. Thanks, Glory. That was pretty cool. But you better move that nameplate, or people will think you're Blaufus. Bye. Okay, buddy. Give the kid his envelope and let's go. Don't worry, kid. My buddies here need me right now. I'll be back. But Mac, this envelope's empty. Thanks, guys. I'll take it from here. What's your name? Mac? Mac what? Just Mac. Okay, Mac. You got 5 minutes to give me a good reason not to call the cops. Heh. What's so funny? Nothing. What's your name? I don't think you get what's happening here. I'm in control here. I'll ask the questions. You con men are all the same. That lame envelope scheme. Give me a break. He was a lame Mark. What can I say? No, you're a lame con. Hurting others just to... I don't hurt people. They hurt themselves. I just pick up the money that falls from their pockets. Unbelievable. I'll take that as a yes. You're not a Sally. That's too cheery for you. Definitely not an Edna. Even you're not that funny. Keep joking, Mac. You're just digging yourself in deeper. 3 minutes left. Joking? I assure you, I take this all very seriously. Your dad. Excuse me, we're going to try that one again. Seriously, Glory. I thought I'd say Blaufus, didn't ya? Excuse me, I want to try that one again. Glory, thought I'd say Blaufus, didn't ya? Sorry, I cheated. Actually, I knew another old grifter like me, your dad. That's a convenient thing to remember right now. So you don't believe me? Would you? Probably not. So who's Blaufus? Your boss? Kind of risky pretending to be the boss, isn't it? You gotta remember to change the nameplate next time. Don't worry, your little secret's safe with me. Excuse me for a sec. Don't be ashamed of your asthma, Glory. Your dad told me. I'm not ashamed. Then why do you turn away? Your dad gave you an inhaler like that, didn't he? He told me once. I remember. He used to sing this old song. Let's see. How'd it go? Something about boat or smiled and asked her name. And she said, hold it, bud. I don't play that game. God, I forgot all about that song. I guess you really did know him. But that's not gonna save your ass. What is? You're a pretty cocky old guy, Mac. Not cocky. I just know people. That's my business. But let's talk about your dad. He was a crook, a liar, and all talk, no action. That's why I took this job, to learn how to never be a mark myself. Like I said, knowing him cuts you no slack with me. That's too bad, because I know for a fact he cared for you. Now who's conning who? But I'll give you this. You got me to let you off. I respect that. Me and your dad went way back. I could tell you stories. Time's up. Now beat it before I change my mind. You won't change your mind. How do you know? Your weakness was a tell. I may have played a few heartstrings, but you did the rest. The mark wants to believe. But everything I said about your dad caring for you was true. Unlike him, I don't lie. Except professionally, of course. No, really. What's my weakness? You gave me 5 minutes. Click. Glory, I've got a call from your dry cleaner on the line. I'll put it on the speaker, Lisa. Hey, Toots, guess who? Listen, I'm coming by for a withdrawal tonight, okay? You there? Yeah. Stupid bitch, why don't you fucking answer me then? Aw, shit, Toots. See what you made me go and do? Sorry, Eddie. Little Miss Stuck-Up Princess forgets her roots. I gotta go, Eddie, but this is the last time, and I mean it. Sure, sure, Toots. No problem. The last time. See you tonight. That fucking bastard. Home. Yeah, Mom, I know, but munch, munch, munch. Mom, I don't care what Jenny Macklin's daughter does. I like doing this, but you don't need kids to feel complete. Or at least I don't. I'm not missing out on a natural cycle. My cycle is to eat chips, paint my toenails, and watch TV with Merv. Oops, there's the other line. Gotta go. I'm not making it up. I'll see ya. Bye. Oh, Merv. How'd I get myself into this? 'Cause I'm a fucking idiot. That's how. Blush. Dry cleaner my ass. Stupid name. I'll teach that little bastard to ruin my life. I had a dream. I was a kid again, playing hooky in my boss's office with an old friend from school named Sarah. Only she had a big oval-shaped head and said meep a lot. The hotel lobby was filled with paper and garbage, but we were safe here inside. Suddenly, a dagger with a face on the handle breaks through the glass. Garbage starts flooding in through the hole. I try to pick up the garbage, but there's too much. It keeps piling up. The knife's face is the con from work. He laughs. If the boss finds the office like this, he'll ground me forever. I can't clean it up fast enough. Then I see what's on the papers. They're all dry cleaning bills. Knock, knock. Suddenly my boss calls out, Glory, I'm back. What have you done to my office? You're just like your father. The office looks spotless, Glory. Any problems while I was gone? Nope. A few vagrants, but I had them thrown out as usual. No break-ins. Every guest is snug as a bug. Good. I always know I can rely on you to run things. I respect a woman that knows how to protect herself. That's why I hired you. You carry a gun or mace, right? No, but once my stepdad bought me a knife for protection. Did it work? No. Pity. They don't make things like they used to. Anyway, this is our new safe I was telling you about. Do we need a hotel safe this big? Probably not, but it looks cool. Seriously, though, people gamble and hold large amounts of money, and it's up to you to protect it. I'm relying on you, Glory. I don't know what your relationship with your own father was like, but I've always thought of you as, well, you know. I know, Mr. B. Don't worry. You can count on me. Lenny's. Tommy, you think I'm reliable? Sure. Why do you ask? Bluffus at the office has put me in charge of safe detail, and I don't want to let him down. It's a big responsibility. I'm just afraid of my impulses.
Impulses? You have impulses?
Hey, I used to be pretty wild and crazy before, well... Glory, let's not get into all that again.
Sorry.
Eunice, he said it was just a one-time thing, but I don't know if I should kick him out or not.
What are you, nuts? Kick him out!
That's easy for you to say. Jimmy needs me.
Tommy, do I make you happy?
What does that mean?
I make you want to sigh?
Never mind. Just skip it.
Sure, you make me happy.
No, I really want to know.
I think the real question is, how I make you feel.
I'm just tired of going to bed alone at night.
You know, Glory, this really isn't the best time or place.
Oh God, it's a breakup speech.
I feel like we've been drifting apart for a long time now. Living together but in separate worlds, you know? Ever since that night, I've tried to do everything I can to be there for you, but nothing I do is enough. First your dad leaving, then him. I just can't take the pressure of trying to make up for...
Excuse me?
Tommy, you big dope. You don't have to make up for anything. Just tell me I make you happy. Tell me that much, please.
I think it's crueler to pretend.
I'm sick of pretending, aren't you?
Not yet.
Not now.
Just hold me.
See, we've been over this. You can't even get angry at me. The more unhappy you are, the more you cling and the more I pull away.
Oh, you sack of shit. You want anger?
I'll give you anger. Everybody fucking leaves me in the end. Why should you be any fucking different?
If you want to leave, beat it. Don't drag me through the damn mud pretending to care and the...
Glory, what's the matter?
Can't breathe? You look blue. You better...
Think I'll sit down.
Damn it. I did this. We both know you getting angry causes breathing trouble. It's all my fault.
Don't know which is worse, listening to you feel guilt or suffocating.
Okay, it's coming back.
Glory, can you honestly say that you still love me?
I can't deal with this.
Hey, lady, I put our name in 20 minutes ago.
Sorry, hun, I guess somebody forgot to take it down. I can put you down here at the bottom, though.
Muffin?
Tommy, take your fucking hand off me or I'll rip it off your arm.
Oh God, I'm sorry. We're both pathetic.
No, just when we're together.
Should I leave?
Do what you fucking want.
Goodbye, Glory.
Your table's ready.
Thanks anyway, ma'am.
Damn it, can't breathe again.
Shoot, my inhaler's empty.
Okay, don't panic.
Fucking Tommy.
Gotta relax, calm down.
Mac, what are you doing?
God, they'll let anybody in this place.
Oh God, not again.
Here, breathe into this.
Come on, let's get out of this noisy restaurant and go next door into the...
lounge.
There, that's better. You okay?
Yeah, just ran out of... air?
Yeah, so...
Mac, you sneaking around corners now trying to catch me all vulnerable?
Everyone's vulnerable, has a weakness, a tell.
Yeah, so what's yours?
Fair enough, we gotta start somewhere if you're ever gonna trust me.
My weakness is I care about you,
and now my weakness is you know it.
But luckily you're too stupid to act on it.
Don't be too sure. Excuse me, ma'am, could I...
Damn it, these bimbos always ignore me, every time. They know I don't have the money to leave a big tip, so they snub me.
Because you let them.
Watch this.
Hey, remember me, from the counter?
A $5 tip for a $2.99 breakfast? How could I forget?
You call them Lincolns, right?
Got another one of those hiding under the menu?
Try Jackson's.
Five Jacksons?
Get out!
What's your name, honey?
Sally.
Sally, me and my boss, Miss Elliot, need to catch a plane on business. So we need quick service, and it's worth it to us to pay to get it. Understand?
Totally.
You lose a 20 every time we have to ask for something.
Got it?
Got it.
Well, that got her attention.
She'll spend her whole shift with her eyes glued to that menu.
I overheard her talking at the counter about her boyfriend. Why she puts up with him is why she'll serve us.
You mean you?
No, you.
All right, like I'm gonna blow $100 to get good service in a restaurant every time I get snubbed.
Your weakness isn't being short $100.
Yeah, so what is it then?
Hey, I'm not giving up valuable information like that. I can push your buttons all week with your weakness. And what if I figure it out first? Then you win, and I can move on. It's tempting to figure it out, just to get rid of you, and your plan is failing. She never bought our drinks. One coffee and a small Mr. Bip. What'd you hear the waitress say that makes it so easy to manipulate her? I took advantage of her inborn weakness, which is to tolerate abuse because you're afraid of being alone. You talking about her or me? You tell me. Refill that drink? No thanks. God, Max, she's really starting to annoy me. You guys okay over here? We're fine. You've created a monster. Me? You wanted this too. You know, this scam wouldn't work on just anybody. She's a born mark. A mark that doesn't show her weakness. Excuse me, that doesn't know her weakness. That's what I mean. Knowing someone's weakness is like a key to that person. God, I wish I could do that. So what else about this waitress tells you she'd be vulnerable to this scam? Can't you see it? I'll give you a hint. She shares your weakness. Okay, Mac, I'm hooked. What's my goddamn weakness? It's not a word or a phrase, it's an attitude. Even if I told you, you wouldn't hear it. You're blind to it. Excuse me, have to be. If we knew our weaknesses before we were ready, they'd destroy us. What a melodramatic pile of shit. You want a job? Working for you? Doing what? Show me about people. About scams. Help me and my employees know our weaknesses so we won't get screwed. If your boss knew about this, paying an ex-con to... Helping me protect myself and the hotel. I need to know how to protect myself. I won't be hurt by anyone. And who will protect you from me, ever again? And who will protect you from me? Oh, you won't hurt me. Why not? Because you have something to learn from me, too. Sure, kid. Deal. Hey, lucky. No money? Mac, that's pathetic. She worked her ass off for nothing. Coming up empty-handed is what a mark knows best. So you hired him? I don't know if Mr. Bluffus is going to go for that. He won't find out if you just stay cool, Ellis. I can handle Mac. Don't tell Bluffus. Got it? Okay, if you say so. Can you watch the desk while I get some 20s? Sure. Excuse me, but could you turn away while I grab some money? What makes you think I'd do that? Because I fucking said so, bitch. The dry cleaner, so that's what he looks like. Good girl. That wasn't so hard, was it? Of course, you'll have to cover the difference from your own pocket, so the boss won't find out what an unloyal little shit you are, huh? See ya, toots. Hey, Glory. I'm back. You okay? Glory? End of part one. Chapter 3. Hi, kids. Mr. Gone here. Here's a story of Mickey, dude, and the only guy who ever scared the hell out of me. He's called, well, you'll meet him soon enough. Remember in Max 32 when Glory opened an urn outside Sarah's bathroom which caused the world to end? The story takes place 3 days before that. Music cue. Dvorak's New World Synth. Second movement. Counting backwards, then... This is the third day before the end of the world. Melodramatic, huh? Thought you'd like it. This place gives me the creeps. Come on, dude, we've got enough. The car's full. Let's get out of here before we get caught. I know, just one more. Besides, stealing boxes from behind grocery stores is a tradition. They expect it. Sure, sure, but this is a crappy part of town and I don't feel safe here. We're not. That's what makes it fun. Danger. Suspense. Anything can happen. All that's happened so far is we've busted our asses moving, and I'm sweaty and pooped. Guess you're right, though. Maybe I'll sit down, just for a sec. I can't believe how out of shape I am. I used to be able to go on a box run without breaking a sweat. Uh-huh. Just sit back and relax. Mmm, you smell good. Kiss. We can't relax here. We shouldn't even be here. We should go... Go, smooch. Hey, okay, buddy, back off, slobber. What, what are you, fucking nuts? Do I even look like I'm in the mood? I'm hot, sweaty, and exhausted, so forget it. It's okay, I'm used to it. Ah, oh, great, club me over the head with that look. What look? You know, You got it on your face right now. Look, Mickey, it's not fair to me. The longer we're together, the less you want to do it. I'm about my wit's end. You've been at your wit's end for the last 15 years. Pick your time and place. You can see if I'm in the mood before you go and climb on me like I'm some big rocking horse. Okay, let's just go then. Screw it. Wait, not like this. Let's not leave mad. But it's not my fault. You have to see things from my side, too. Who looks out from my side while I come over to yours? There. Have we made up yet? No, I can't even remember the last time we made up. You're right, I'm a bitch. You should leave me. I know I should initiate things more, it's just... I know, you need some help. Okay, just stop and listen for a sec. Dude, honey, you know you don't want me to if I'm not into it, right? Right? Okay, if that's what you want, go ahead, climb on. Take me right here. I'll just lay here and try not to get in the way. Whoop. That's it. Excuse me, that's okay. I get it. Knock it off. Oops, did wifey spoil the move with her nasty wants? God, I'm pathetic. Yes, you are. Don't you get sick of this? Nothing changes. All we do is go round and round. The same old crap. I know, and at this rate, I'm not sure we're gonna make it. You want something from me that I just can't give you. I know. Sex. No, something else. Some need I just can't fill. I'm putting too much pressure on you. If I could just relax, I bet you would too. You know, when we first met, if we could see ourselves now, I bet we'd laugh at how stupid we'd become. Yeah, when we first met, you were shy and I couldn't get enough. Now look at us. Just relax, Mickey, and do whatever you want. Dude, stop blowing on me. Oh, sorry, I just... Shh, don't talk. Nice. I like that. Smooch. Hey, what are you doing? What was that? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't think... Well, obviously not. Now could you just lie back and... Sure. Come on, don't be pissed. Tell me you're not angry. I'm not angry. Thanks. Sure. I can't believe you're gonna do this when, you know, smack. What was that? What? I heard something. A car. Probably just some kids cruising. Then why are they coming towards us? I don't know, but let's go right now. Come on, Mickey, get inside. Forget the hatch. Slam. They stop, but their engine's still running. Dude, what are they doing? Fucking with us. Come on, damn it. Don't stall now. Oh my god, dude, they're coming. Hurry, hurry. I am. Fucking thing must be flooded. God, 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 god. The love for three. Oranges. Music cue. Theme to Jeopardy. Alex, I'll take geography for five. A small town in mid-California. What is Manteca? Sorry, Zelda? What is Lodi?
These ones are heavy, Trixie.
Uh-huh. They squirm like frogs. They go in the pink room, right?
Yep.
Okay, can I go play can I go play Pong now?
Sure, Maynard.
What happened? Will you just... Something happened. So what? Just stop freaking out. How long have we been here anyway? And what was all that stuff in the car? What happened to you in the car? Dude, don't even start.
Listen, Mickey. This might be it for us. I just want to say about that night at the party so long ago. I don't want to talk about it.
Me neither, but then drop it. But this might be our last chance.
I love you, Mickey. I don't want to die.
If you just calm down and give me a chance to think, maybe we could... I think this is how it's going to end. In this room. Oh, for God's sake, will you just fucking shut? Okay, kids, it's almost showtime. Follow me.
On your bellies, you pathetic giblets. Crawl like the baby giblets you are.
How about that counter tile, Sandy?
That's a beautiful design, Steve.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of tiles these days are made with cheap plaster.
No!
Really? But not these.
Trixie, when's Uncle Freddy getting back?
Shut up, you fat fuck!
How long's that? Who's Uncle... With these, you know, you're not sacrificing beauty for quality. They have that exciting design with the little hearts and bows. I know I'm excited, are you? Steve, these are some exciting tiles. You'll see, little Mickey. It's contagious. Give us a call, item number 647-239. Please, just shoot us. So you want to know about Uncle Freddy, huh? He's not like us. He's pure shadow. Music cue. Prokofiev's? Montagues and Capulets from Romeo and Juliet. Montagues. Sorry about that. Yeah. Montagues and Capulets from Romeo and Juliet. They say once long ago, Uncle Freddy was human, like you giblets. But he plunged deep inside his darker half and never came up. Swallowed Uncle Freddy whole. That's why he knows stuff we don't. He's always eating his own feedback. Uncle Freddy's plumbing the bottom that you pathetic giblets are afraid of. He does all that because he loves you. Squeak! Hey kids, guess who's home? Uncle Freddy! Uncle Freddy! Uncle Freddy! Hey Maynard! Uh-oh, somebody left a couple of toys on the bed. You two should pick up after yourselves. Got love for these two tricks. I'm going through some heavy shit, and Uncle Freddy knows about shit. I'm the filtering system of God. Pure intelligence. Jeepers. The Aborigines know there's nutrition in your shit. It's got everything you need. Little duty, I'm your shadow. Just as tricksy here as Mickey's. Eat us so you'll drown in your own feedback. Now let's have some beer. And now, item number 236-428. Stainless steel cutlery. I know I'm excited. Maynard, hold Blanco up so he can see better. Screw you, blub blub. Dude, you oversexed creep. Get your elbow out of my ribs. You're killing me here. Well, somebody wasn't such a frigid bitch. With what you give me to work with. Okay, fine. You want dirty laundry? How about that party 10 years ago? Excuse me? You wouldn't dare. Crunch. We have two naughty children here, and if they don't stop being bad little boys and girls, somebody's gonna get spanked. Maybe me, in your dreams. Cut them free, Trix. Let's teach little Mick Mick and Mr. Duty a lesson. Whew, what was that all about? Must have been some party, eh, friend? I want details. Spill it. Not talking? Okay, you little brats, duct tape it is. Ooh, ducky tape, ducky tape. Little Mickey Poo and Duty Poo like keeping secrets. Wait, what we're doing, this isn't right. Blanco, wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow! Swoosh! Don't worry, little pal. Our special time has come. It's time to play wheelbarrow. Does my little Blanco like playing wheelbarrow? He does, he does, he does! Wheelbarrow me, Uncle Freddy, wheelbarrow me! Squeak, squeak, squeak! Me and Blanco's having a private moment, Maynard. Go play Pong! Please! Come on, please, 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 Zip! Please, 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 please! In 10,000 years, you will shovel your own shit and eat it, cause you're on refeed! Okay, Maynard, if that's what you want, wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow! Bounce, 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 bounce! You know what you are, big potty? Cause a bear is Catholic. That's chapter one, you SOB! Wheelbarrow, 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 wheelbarrow! Wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow! You brainwash yourself, you stupid... You brainwash yourself, you stupid cocksucker! Wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow, I made you up! You didn't make me up. You got it backwards. You know what you are? Wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow. You fucking semantic blockage. See? You don't eat your feedback. Wheelbarrow, wheelbarrow. Crash! Oops. Freddy made a boo-boo. You sure did, honey. No, Maynard had a boo-boo. I had an accident. Change baby Freddy, mommy. Guess. Plop. Hold it, Spinal Jelly. You ain't going nowhere till we change my baby's diapers. Got it? Good. Did baby Freddy make number one or number two, boo-boo? I know what you're thinking. Must be thinking old Uncle Freddy's got some problems. He needs help. And you're right. You know how long it takes to find a girlfriend who'll change your diapers? They don't grow on trees, right, Blanco? Blanco? I keep saying Blanco, but it's Blanco. But let's get back to you two. What happened at that mysterious party that you two kept buried for 10 years? Some dark, perverted secret, or maybe something holy? Only Freddy's love can save you now. We'll drag it out even if it kills you. Everything must come up. Everything. Oh, look at their faces, Mommy. It must be good. There you go, hon. How's that? The most moving experience of my life. You always say that. It always is. Okay, kids, hold tight while Freddy gets on some war paint. Music cue. Prokofiev's and the Love for Three Oranges. Okay, Trix, mayonnaise. Excuse me, we're going to try this one. Okay, Trix, mayonnaise, check. Pacifiers, check. Safety pins, check. Spatula, check. KY jelly, nope, we're out. Damn. Bug spray, check. Then we're all set. Thanks, Mommy. Dad, gummy, I believe we're ready. Trixie, my face is dry. Let's break out the outfits. We've got a marriage to save. Chapter 4, The Max. I had that dream again. My granny's died and I'm chained to her dead body in the middle of a dirt road. I want to escape, but I can't. It's the law. I have to take care of her. Gramps just ignores me. He won't help. Then I see it come, bearing down. It's so unfair. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. I think I see someone driving toward me, but I'm not sure. Then, just as it's about to hit, a loud ringing wakes me up. Ring! Oh, crap, it's time for school. Chomp, 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 chomp. Snore. It's more like... What a weird dream. I wish it didn't make so much sense. Graham sleeps so much now after his treatments. He'll forget to take me to school again. It's Monday. On Friday, my whole world turns to shit. Screw it. I'm taking the bus to the library instead. Gramps won't figure out I've cut class. But Granny will put it together. Ring! Yeah, she'll know. Wine, 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 wine. That's why I'm feathering my nest. I felt like a dork riding on the bus with a quilt full of stuff, and I can't carry it through the library, but I like sneaking it through the movie room's back window anyway. Oh, okay, sorry, so there was a little part here. Leaving her hanging is a bold move that I know I'll pay for later, but I can't take it. I've got to escape, and this is my last week of freedom. That's why I'm feathering my nest. I felt like a dork riding on the bus with a quilt full of stuff, and I can't carry it through the library, but I like sneaking it through the movie room's back window anyway. It's my secret fort, and I'll spend the rest of the day just hiding in it. Tuesday. You sure? What if she beats me up? Just pour it. She won't do nothing, will ya? You sure? Go for it. Root beer is so sticky. Paper towels don't work worth crap. Great, now my hair is soaked with water, too. I don't know who I hate more, them or myself for letting them. I come out loaded for bear. Slam! Too late to do any good. As usual, I wouldn't confront them. Instead, I dug out an old Playboy I found and snuck a copy into their school books. Then watched from a safe distance as all hell broke loose when their mommy found it. That girl's gonna pay. You still got her history book? Yeah, it's right here, but shh, watch and learn. Wednesday. I caught hell yesterday from Gramps for ignoring Granny. I better get this one. Damn the evil door. Crazy lady, crazy lady. Kiwi, kiwi. Granny will kill me if I don't pick up in time. She gave up. Thank God, but I'll pay for that one too. I lurk in the shadows, dark and troubled creature that I am. Hey, kid, can you get that? Yeah, right, like I'm gonna help her. Come on, kid, throw it here. I haven't got all day. That's the same girl that stood by and let her friend pick on me last time. I hate soccer girls. They're evil cows. Don't be a baby. Give me that. Make me. Oh, not so big and tough now, are we? The brat won't give it back. Oh, God, it's her! It's her, and she's looking right at me. She sees me acting like a stupid baby. Everything slows down as I watch my dignity flush down the tubes. It's over. My life is over. And I threw it all away over a soccer ball. Well, it's about time, squirt. I can't believe I fucking embarrassed myself that way in front of her. Alone. Just like I will be Friday. After that, my whole life will be like this. It's lovely, isn't it? Everything has been kept just as Mr. Winter liked it. Nothing has been altered since that night. At least I still have some place safe to escape to. Come, I'll show you her dressing room. This is where I keep all her clothes. I really blew it today with the soccer queen. Those other girls just make me so mad. You'd like to see them, wouldn't you? I should have thrown the ball back. I don't know why I didn't. Now the soccer queen thinks I'm a big baby. I wonder what they'd think if they knew I was watching them here from the shadows. Shit! Whoom! Busted! Please don't see me. Please don't see me. Whew! That was close, but at least my crack's working out. I've got this down to a system. I could practically live out of there. Sometimes, I wish I did. Later. Hey, your name's Megan, right? Yeah. Come here. Great, it's that bully from last week. Why? 'Cause I said so. You scared or something? No. Then come in here. I want to tell you something. I see you watching us from across the street. I've got a message to give you. The soccer queen told her something. Why don't you come out here? Just get your scrawny ass in here. Oh, excuse me. We're going to try that one again. The soccer queen told her something. Just get your scrawny ass in here. Why don't you come out here? Okay, now. It's a trap. Get her. They know about the evil door. They're trying to... See, I told you she'd do this. She's afraid. Pull her through. Let's see what happens. Hey, that bitch kicked me. Okay, now you're gonna get it. Ouch. Oh. They can do whatever they want. I'm not going through that door. Why are they doing this to me? I've never done anything to them. They feel how hysterical I am and they're feeding off it. They like seeing me cry. I fight for all I'm worth, but it's pointless. I'm weakening. Hands everywhere, pulling, scratching. I just want to curl up and die. Hey, you there. Leave her alone. We were just helping her through the door. Yeah, but she's weird and won't go. What's up with that? It doesn't matter. She doesn't want to go. Don't make her. Now take a hike. It's okay, hon. You just need to get in touch with your feelings. Like I'm not now? Poor kid. Always getting picked on, huh? Just feeling alone doesn't give her the right to ignore the rules. Awkward age. Punks like that don't help none. But she feels the whole world ignores her. Wednesday night. I know you can't hear me, which is better off, I guess. I'm sorry you're dying, but I don't give a shit. You said you wouldn't leave till I'm ready. Well, I'm not. I can't believe you're just gonna ditch us like this. I remember when I was little, used to sit on your lap and feel safe. You promised I'd be safe, Gramps. You lied. You can't even hear me, because I can't even say it out loud. New dress. Thursday. Nice to see a dress for a change. It's about time. Dandy. Much more ladylike. What do you think, Megan? Megan? I look retarded. Please don't make me go out in public like this. I'm begging you. It's fine. You look pretty, Megan. You were getting too big for overalls anyway. I look like a dork. Don't talk with your mouth full. I know you really didn't want that dress. I'm proud of you buying it for Granny like that. I won't forget it. I promise. Yeah, just like your other promises. I remember when you were little and used to sit on my lap, too. I know what's happening to me is a lot for a girl your age to accept. If I was your age, I'd blame me, too. I wish I could stay here forever, but I... Grandpa! Coming, Mommy! Munch, 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 munch. Not again. I finally find a quiet place in the corner where no one can spot me in this crazy getup. And they come over! They better not make any cracks about this stupid dress. Crap, she's with them. The Amazon soccer queen of love is sitting right behind me. Please, God, don't let her remember me from yesterday. Maybe if I sit perfectly still,
It's not working. I just know they're whispering about what an immature little jerk I was about that ball. I wanted to meet her, talk to her, but not like this. Oh God, the dress! She'll think I dress like this all the time. Why today? Why'd Granny make me dress like a dork today of all days? Now they're probably whispering about that too. If I live through this, I'll hunt Granny down and kill her for making me wear this. I swear. I wish I could just disappear. Hey, what's this? There's blood on my skirt? What the? Oh my God, it's happening right here, right now. What am I supposed to do? I'm totally fucking screwed. I can't even get up. Why is my body doing this to me? I knew I should have paid attention in health class. Maybe I could have stopped it. I really, 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 really hate my life. I wonder how inconspicuously I can check to see how bad it is. This shouldn't look too obvious. Oh man, it's even on the bench now. Even if I do find a way to the bathroom, everyone will see the spot I left. Sob, choke, sniff. Gimme that. Oh, tough girl, huh? Win a couple of games and now you think she can kick your sorry butt any day, sport. Hey, watch it. Shoot, there goes my destiny. I guess this is my destiny, to spend the rest of my life here on this bench. All alone. With no way out. No options. No hope. No plop. Scoop. It's a gift from above. And my way out. Oh wow, it belongs to her. She gave it to me. She knows. She came through in my hour of need. What a foxy saint. Oops. Bonk. Sorry, babe. You okay? And in a heartbeat, she's gone. Thank God she didn't remember me from outside. I'm ready to accept it now. I'll live out the rest of my life here on this bench. Well, maybe if I wait till closing time and I'm the last one out. In the morning, they'd find a mystery stain on the bench. I wonder how this tube thing works. I think I know what's happening here. You do? Uh-huh. Come with me. But the bench? Shh. I know. I put a book over it. Oh. Here, my sweater ought to do the trick. Now, stop squirming. Sorry. Can you see it? Nah, relax. It looks fine. Besides, it's a dark sweater. Come on, let's move. Okay, it looks clear. Let's go. Where? To get you cleaned up. But everyone's staring at me. Not everything's about you, you know. Can't believe this is all happening to me. My life is over. No, honey. Just your dress. You don't understand. No one does. Uh-huh. Keep walking. Here's the deal. Put this inside you and take it out when it gets full. Okay, congratulations. Now you're a woman. It's not a joke. No, it's not. But you're not the first girl to go through this. You say no one understands you. Welcome to the club. Please don't yell at me. You hate me, don't you? Worry is more like it. Wait, before you go, why'd you help me? Honestly, Megan, what made you think I wouldn't? That girl. Shh, here she comes. Excuse me, ma'am, but me and my friend here found a library book that belongs to that girl. You mean Megan? Whatever, her name's written in it. Well, nice to see you boys doing something constructive for a change. Oops, what's that? Nothing you two need to worry about. Just some pages cut out of a magazine. Hee hee. She bought it. What a dupe. Megan, wait, shoot, there she goes. Look at these pictures. I knew she was a troubled girl. Friday, D-Day. We're very disappointed in you, Megan. You've been sneaking off to the library every day this week. No. After I specifically said no. You've got Granny's nerves in a jumble. Oh no, gonna try this all over again. We're very disappointed in you, Megan. You've been sneaking off to the library every day this week. After I specifically said no. You've got Granny's nerves in a jumble and your acting up has made her sick. Is that what you want? No. She ruined her dress, too. Well, let's not get into that. Since it's just you and her from here on out, I think you better forget the library for good. Coming, Mommy. It's been an hour. If you would have started, you'd been done by now. Come on, Megan. I'm getting sleepy. I'll do it first thing tomorrow. What's the point? Like, he gives a crap. If he really cared, he wouldn't be doing this to us. Megan, honey. Scratch. Dogs love trucks. We gotta talk.
I'm moving into St. Mary's tomorrow for my chemo, so you're going to have to take care of your granny now, because I won't be able to. Besides, that hospital food will probably do me in quicker than the radiation. You'll be okay. Aunt Mabel promises she'll drop by and look in on both of you, and you can come visit me in the hospital. You'll be okay, I promise. Megan, honey, can you hear me? Megan? Right, and you're still not Megan. Whatever. Why are we taking Sarah to Gon's house again? To clear up this nonsense once and for all. Stop! Stop! I'm stuck! Sarah, you okay, honey? She won't be till she's returned to your outback, where she came from. But first we gotta change her back, right? Sure. Alright, let's go. Hey, Artie, you okay? Yeah, just gonna miss this place. Well, it's not like we're coming... it's not like we're not coming back, right? Yeah. Hey, Glory, you okay back there? Not too cramped, eh? Very funny. I feel like I'm stuck between two giant boobs. You are. Hey, Artie, you're acting kind of gloomy and serious. Is everything all right? Actually, Mark, nothing will ever be all right again. No way. Way. It's out of control. When this candle burns out, our awareness of having ever existed in this dimension will cease. That totally sucks. I want the old Max and Julie back. First we're in Sarah's bathroom, then I'm a teen floating in a bubble with Glory, then I remember something about a guy in a diaper. Now you're just gonna pull the plug? Why don't you just change Sarah back from being and is and make things like they were before? You can't go back, Mark. Things have come to a natural end. Everything changes. Well, not for me. I'm not going. You don't have a choice. Neither do I. None of us do. Are you saying we die? I don't know what happens, but the world at large, our friends and family, none of us will remember that any of us took place. So yes, in a way, we die. Or start clean. Take your pick. So how long have we got? It's 5 o'clock. That's 7 hours. When this candle burns out at midnight, everyone in this trailer will disappear. Chapter 5, The Max. The final chapter. 11:30 p.m. Julie, if you're reading this far, then the password floating that I gave you to open my diary worked. Like Sarah, I had you read it. Not to elicit pity, but in hopes of seeing me clearly. Despite everything, I respect you the most. You're the only one strong enough to get us through to the other side. That's why you must be the last to go. I'm sorry. By now it must be close to midnight, and I'm guessing you and Mark will be alone. The others having, well, you know. By the way, not that it matters anymore, but did you ever wonder, why a box? It's ironic. Dave had more to forget than you hitting him with that Buick. He became a bum to avoid his memories long before he met you. It says endings and beginnings. I remember fighting him once in your outback. The only word that would stop him was, Mommy. Dave has nothing to lose by forgetting this world. Mommy was the only word that kept him free of that box under his parents' bed. But it was no big deal, really. 6 hours earlier. Right, Dave? Hey, Max, wake up. You have a nightmare or something?
Yeah, I was a kid again.
What happened?
Nothing. It was no big deal, really. Can we just forget it?
I'm too late. Oh, God, they've all disappeared. Shit, if only I wouldn't have taken such a long... Whomp! Poop! Mom? Dave? Artie? We're out here, Mark. Come on out. It's too hot in that trailer anyway. Dang it, Mom. I thought you guys all just... We wouldn't leave you like that, Mark. I promise. Besides, we're not dying. Not really. Right, Artie? It's just semantics anyway. Life, death, metamorphosis, bubbles of reality. Okay, kitty, since none of us will remember any of this, is there anything anybody's always wanted to know? Fuck yeah. Mark. Yeah, like, what's up with the slug? Where's Sarah's body? When did Sarah tell my mom that she is to be soaked in water? Is Sarah an is, a fairy, or a football? And why are you killing everybody I care about? Was everything you told Sarah 10 years ago a lie? What's divert executioner 4-3 mean?
The solution is head off. Head off is a synonym for divert, and my executioners, well, you'll meet them soon enough. There's a lot of information I could give you, but we don't have enough time for endless details, and I don't think that's what you really need. I think you and everyone else are angry and frustrated that our time is ending so abruptly. But we need emotional resolution, not information. If you need someone to blame, blame me. Okay, I'll play. Okay, I'll play. Why do you alternately hurt and help me?
Yeah.
You already know the answer to that. This is no accident that we're together like this. And it's not just the storage bins which unite us. We're all children of shame. Before I went to study with the Aborigines, I befriended Julie's parents. When Julie was born, she soon created an outback based on my stories of Australia. Inevitably, she lost her innocence one night to a rabbit and blamed her mom. I felt a kinship with her and put her childhood toys in the storage bins, hoping to heal her. Her shame, which kept growing, festered into bitterness, which she turned outward onto the world. When Sarah was born, we told her I killed myself to protect her. But Sarah formed a quilt outback because the pain of losing her father was apparently worse than what we tried to spare her from. A slug of self-destruction. That's why Sarah's name was on her own list. Thus was born Sarah's shame, which had turned inward on itself. Which had turned inward on herself, creating a slug. When alone is escaped Julie's outback, it was orphaned into our world. Over 10 years, it grew to this size, when Sarah lost her body. I knew it was my fault, but it was also an opportunity, as I saw the end of this bubble drawing to a close. Perhaps together, we could find the time we'd both lost in her childhood. Though the details of our lives will change, our core will remain. Thus, our personal dilemmas will follow us, no matter what bubble or dimension we inhabit. In our next bubble, I may be a priest, Julie a nurse, or Mark a grandpa. But we six will always play a role in each other's lives until our soul journeys are complete. Sounds pretty hokey to me. So what are our dilemmas? After Sarah was born and before Julie's Cusack, I met a man named Dave Q. He never told me what the Q stand... Let's try that all over again. After Sarah was born and before Julie's Cusack, I met a man named Dave O. He never told me what the O stood for. He worked as a repairman at a nursery, fixing the water system. His heart was filled with shame over childhood events I won't even try to describe. Dave will take his problem with him, which is being cut off. Which is his being cut off from the feminine. He looks for it in Julie and projects it onto every real woman he clumsily tries to project. All the while ignoring the female spirit animal which lies in wait inside of him. Oh God, it's always the mom's fault. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm probably smothering some feminine part of you right now. I'm fine. Let go. And Glory, don't start. I know my problems, and I don't need them broadcast to everybody else. No one's judging you, Glory, if you don't want me to say. Well, I don't. There are infinite bubbles or alternate universes, but you can only follow one. Mark, you and your mom share a bubble, just as Sarah does with me. Children are bound to their parents' bubbles till that parent dies. You have no choice. You'll go with Julie and live out your life as a teenager with her, and I'll go with Sarah. Mark and Glory are on their own. As far as dying in 3 days, this whole bubble's existence will cease. Luckily, we'll all disappear first before we have to face the world's end. Our awareness will switch to a new bubble, but I can't control which one. And I don't care, just as long as there's no Aunt Ruth in mine. Who? Never mind. Mark, there's no time for explanations, but I was a young mother and I never meant to... Smack! Okay. Jeez, Mom. Tell the world. Glory, got a minute? You tell me. This is not remembering what happened. Feel the same as dying. You tell me. This not remembering what happened. Feel the same as dying to me. I know. Don't worry. It'll be quick and painless, I promise. But you'll probably go first. Great, I can't believe it. I won't even have time to say goodbye to anybody. The only thing I'll leave behind is a stupid Kleenex. Remember when you hurt me long ago in the laundromat?
Yeah.
I thought I'd die back there, and in a way I did. But something in me survived. Yes, you survived, but why?
I don't know, but now it's all for nothing.
All for nothing?
Glory, listen. All the pain we've gone through and survived is indelibly etched on our souls. We'll never lose that. Before we move to the next bubble, we all return to the cosmic womb. Listen, just keep repeating.
Thanks, Artie. Can I just be alone for now?
Sure.
Must go to my womb. Must go to my womb. Must...
Hey, Glory, you okay? Hey, did God make you cry or something?
No, Mark. I know it sounds dumb, but Artie told me to go to my womb.
Yeah, Mom's always telling me the same thing.
No, Mark. Womb, not room.
Oh, you sure you're okay?
Yeah, honey. I mean, no, but yeah.
I don't know how you can even talk to him. Mom told me what he did to you. I should kick his ass.
I can never forgive him, Mark, but I'm no saint either. I once stole money from my own boss.
Achoo!
Yeah, but I bet you didn't make him disappear. Everybody keeps ditching me when I turn my back. Excuse me, Glory. I'm gonna straighten him out.
Hey, Mom. Where's Artie?
He's in the trailer, Mark. I think it's really lame how you're all deserting Glory. She's gonna be okay, Mark.
But she's not okay. Now she is.
I didn't even get to say goodbye. And you're all just sitting here on your asses? Doesn't anybody give a crap?
Mark, you know we do.
Then do something!
Where's Gone? Figures, hiding like a coward.
So who's next, huh?
I am.
Julie, please take the boy and Sarah behind the trailer. I don't want them to see this. The men that come tonight will do what they should have done in the first place. But don't worry. My spilled blood will finally set me and Sarah free.
Wait, I'm sorry. Don't let him hurt Artie, Mom.
Mark, someday you'll understand.
I don't want to understand.
Franklin, what the fuck are you talking about? I swear, this is the last time I work with a fucking alien abductee. I mean it. Haven't we done all this before?
Mom, don't let him kill Artie.
Look, Mark, this is hard on all of us.
Trust me, kid. If Gon says you don't want to see this, you don't. Headlights, they're here.
Do something. Mom, Sarah's crying. She knows.
Relax, Mark. Artie says she's regressed to a childlike state. She doesn't know. She just feels.
But Mom, that's even worse.
Okay, Larry. Now let's get it right this time.
You cowards, all of you.
Mark giving his life for his daughter is the bravest thing Artie's ever done.
Well, it's about time. He's a smartass, too. This'll be fun. I see you boys never got your heads back.
Let me turn and get a look at you.
Sow bugs, right?
No, I think he's saying sow bugs. Let me do that again. Let me turn and get a look at you.
Sow bugs, right? He's not even going to try to stop us.
Like he's got a choice?
Dave, I can't keep Sarah quiet. She's freaking out.
I know, it's splitting hairs. But I'd rather disappear than have a bullet in my head.
Stop it. Stop hurting Sarah.
Screech!
The fuck was that?
Sound like someone gutted a cat.
Yeah, well, it's creeping me out. Let's do him and go.
Is one of you named Harry? Once I angered a boy who later became a skinhead and swore to return and finish me off. I'd always thought he'd be the one.
No, asshole. Nobody's a Harry.
She's losing it. Can you blame her? They're killing her dad and you're helping them do it. How can you do this?
Mark, forgive us. Hold on, Sarah. Almost home.
Hey, Parnes. Were you really a skinhead named Harry?
It's a long story, Glenn. Just a sec.
Blam!
There, let's go.
Pop!
They've left.
Mark, wait! Dave, don't let him see!
Sorry, Julie. It's too late for that.
Hey, kiddo, you're right on time.
Daddy, where are we?
Julie's out back. We made it, honey. We're home. We can stay here and play where it's safe.
Yeah, but I'm still in his with my old hair and someone else's out back.
Is that a problem?
I guess not. I'm sort of getting used to it.
but I had an awful dream. Somebody was trying to kill you, and I couldn't stop them. I'm sorry, Daddy. I tried. I really tried. But I failed. Will I ever have to go back there, Daddy? Not till you're ready, sweetie. Good. I want to stay here with you and play. Do you still love me as it is? You'll never know how much. Hey, remember how I used to do this? Yeah, that was cool. I wish Mom was here. Yeah, me too. Daddy, do you forgive me for not being able to save you?
But you did, honey. You already did.
We can be together now, honey. No one will separate us again. Now hold on.
It's gone. His yellow cape does not fool me. Ooh, okay. It's gone. His yellow cape does not fool me, my queen. One of your iss bites at his neck, as outback creatures dog his every move.
It's okay, Max. He's welcome here, and they're playing, not fighting.
If you say so. But I'll still be keeping an eye on him. For I am...
Yes, we know.
So the evil has a place inside Pangaea.
Yes, Frère Lupin, after all. Where else are you gonna put it?
10 o'clock p.m. We're the last ones left. And now I've destroyed Mark. He hates me.
He's stronger than you think. He asked me to call him if you start disappearing. He wants to be with you when you go. He doesn't hate you.
Then why is he pouting in the trailer?
He's a boy. He never had to lose anybody close, let alone 5 in one night.
Yeah, that's tough. Can you feel Gon and Sarah in your mind?
Nah, but I'm sure they're here. Excuse me, I'm sure they're there. We'd have heard it if they didn't make it.
Boy, hell of a night, huh?
Dave, I love you. Always have. I feel closer to you as a friend than any of my so-called lovers.
Jewel, don't start. You'll break me up.
Too late. Hey, Gon says I'll get my fingers back in the next bubble. Too bad I won't remember they were even missing. Ha ha.
Ah.
Hey, remember these? You don't want to clip my toenails?
Is that something we used to do? I'm kind of fuzzy on all that Max stuff, mostly being Dave now. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. So, do you think we'll ever know each other in the next whatever?
Sure. Maybe you'll even get me to clip your nails. Of course, you might be my granny.
Don't even joke that way.
Hey, me and my granny were close. Give me those.
Okay, but I'm keeping them. It's my way of remembering the old Max.
What if you don't remember?
I will. 11:30 p.m. Despite everything, I respect you the most. You're the only one strong enough to get us through to the other side. That's why you must go last. I'm sorry. By now it must be close to midnight, and I'm guessing you and Mark will be alone. The others having, well, you know. Hello? Anybody home? Oh, you must be Gaynor. Artie wrote that you'd be coming by. How you holding up, kiddo? I'm a total basket case, but it's hardest on my son. I bet. That him asleep over there?
Yeah.
Let me help you clean up this mess. Thanks. I'm still confused why you're picking up his body, just so his trailer will be empty when the world ends. Neatness counts. So you're not coming with us? I thought you'd want to be near him in the end. I am. He's in my damn trunk, honey. Besides, just because we're not in the same room doesn't mean we won't always be together. Trust me.
Well, I'm off.
11:45 p.m. Mom, you still there? Mark, for the 20th time, yes, I'm still here. Well, okay, but squeal or something if you feel yourself fading away, okay? I promise I won't fucking go without you. Slam. Liar. 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 Gon wrote two last things. He said there was a chance I'd go before Mark, but not to tell him. Besides, maybe we'll get lucky and go together. The second was a clue. Artie wrote that the candle wasn't really a candle. It was a beacon. And upon burning out, it would become a snow globe, which would follow us into the next bubble. Want to hear a story, sweetie? Anything but the library, girl. This ornament will cause one of us, we don't know which, to remember. Gon's only concern was that it would get broken before the right person sees it. Okay, once upon a time, please, let us go together. 11:55 p.m. Mom. Mommy? 11:56 p.m. 11:57 p.m. Don't panic. I never got to say goodbye to Dave, Sarah, anybody. I didn't even let Mom tell me the crappy story. I deserve to disappear. 11:58 p.m. 11:59 p.m. I'd give anything to hear her voice. Anything. Any. 12 o'clock a.m. Dr. Pender, you in here? Yeah, Dave. Just thought I'd work a little late tonight. Kind of dark to be grading papers, isn't it? All right. Go ahead and turn on the light. I was just thinking. About what? About life. I never planned to teach at a community college. I just wound up doing it. This makes you think. Don't you ever regret the road that your life has taken? I didn't plan on being a janitor either, but I don't beat myself up about it. Hey, Doc, what'd you always want to be when you were a kid? Oh, I don't know. Maybe something exotic. A magician. Maybe an Indian. I always hated cowboys. Me too. Maybe you already are a magician, but you just don't know it. Listen, Doc, when I was a little boy and the girl next door moved away, I thought my whole life had ended. And now that you're older, you see otherwise. I've told you this already, huh? Yeah, but tell me again. Hey, where'd that snow globe on your desk come from? I don't know. It wasn't there a minute ago. 11 a.m. PST. Mark, get up. You forgot to feed the chickens again. Sorry, Mom. I overslept. Those damn monkeys next door. Screeching and keeping me up all night. Made my stomach hurt. The old stomach thing again, huh? Oh, shit. Okay, I'm not gonna scream these damn cheap garbage bags. RIP! I'm sorry, I guess broken glass and plastic don't go together so good. Well, that would do it. Look at all this useless junk. No wonder you're throwing it all out. Like these clippers. They're so old, I bet they don't even work anymore. Gimme those! Huh? Now an old pair of clippers get you weepy? Why? I don't know, I don't need a reason. Just back off. Okay, just kidding. Mom, remember that old story about that girl you used to tell me? The one you always bitched about? Yeah, I could stand to hear it again. You really want to hear it, or are you just humoring me? Just humoring. I can live with that. Once upon a time, I knew a girl named Megan. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? That's it, guys. That's the end of the Max. Course, more work from Sam Keith. Definitely check that out if you like this. And buy it if you liked it too. Also, IDW is doing a bundle right now of a whole bunch of indie comics, and they're all DRM free. I'm gonna buy them myself, like right this minute. Like as soon as I get done with this, I'm gonna go buy them because I haven't bought them yet. And I told you guys to buy them, but I haven't done it myself, so I need to go ahead and remedy that. Because they are, like, of course, some of them are, you know, popular writers, but it's more independent material. It's not franchise-based material. So you might want to check it out. Some, you know, stories kind of like this. I mean, I know the Max did have a TV show, but it was still very niche, even for the time. And I'm glad I could share this with you, because it was a ride. And it brought me back into, like, my Grant Morrison, kind of Alan Moore stuff. I didn't realize that this was going to deal with, like, some occult topics. And it really does. Like, I used to be obsessed with this kind of stuff when I was a young man to a ridiculous point. And, you know, always seeing new takes on it and new ideas, you know, it just kind of... It gets that old circuit energizing again, right? It's like putting a battery back in there. Oh, you want to start reading on that stuff again, huh? I don't know.
I mean, I'm not getting any younger, and I got plenty of books that I need to be reading about this kind of stuff. But alright, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys back next time with Spawn, of course. Definitely doing Spawn. Maybe Lady Mechanica, depending on, you know, what's going on. I have a new position now where I don't do hardly as much work, and it's a lot easier on me, because working myself like a dog for the past, 15, 16 years? Yeah, you kind of want a little slower job, a little easier job. So that's what I'm doing now, and it's going to make this kind of stuff a lot more easier for me to do. I get home sooner. I don't work as much. I still get paid the same. You know, I still have a pretty decent paycheck. It pays the bills and all. But it gives me more time to do this kind of stuff. And if you do enjoy this, you know, feel free to donate. It's up to you guys. I don't even really check the Patreon. It's just there if you want to donate. Like, I can't give you anything more than what I do, right? Because I got, you know, all kinds of other things going on, and, you know, just doing the comics, weekly, you know, I make time for that. And I would like to try to do it. I always say this, I want to do the comics on the weekend, but things happen, and sometimes we just don't get around it. Like, I took a supplement that, did not behave well. I thought it was going to give me a jump charge, and it didn't. It made me feel awful, and I said, yeah, I just can't. See, there's a supplement you can get anywhere called Cordyceps, and it's really good for some people, but if you got anxiety disorder like I do, not a good idea, because it just really messes with your body. And sometimes it's okay, and then sometimes it's just like, hey, you can't take this mess. And it's a very common thing. You can go to the local Walmart or whatever, and you can find it. It's not some kind of crazy weird street drug or anything. It's just, they have the cordyceps mushroom and lion's mane and reishi and all that. I used to take a blend of that every day for 5 years, and it was good until, you know, I had a little issue in my workplace and kind of had like a mental break, and after that I had to just kind of retool everything. So I still take my lion's mane, which is really good for me. It's helped a lot. This isn't like a thing for people to take supplements, you know. I mean, you can try them. If they don't work for you, fine. But they do absolutely work for me. And because of all the stuff that my brain's been through, both trauma and all the different medicines when I was a test dummy for ADHD back when I was a kid, you know, yeah, you kind of have to supplement things that your brain's no longer making, because this drug or that drug mess with your head, and it's a mess. So I work with it. But at any rate, guys, we'll continue to bring you as much comics as we can, and I'll make an attempt. If whatever I'm doing on Sunday, let's see if I can push aside for maybe 30 minutes to an hour of an extra comic. I used to bring you Power Rangers every Saturday, but that just, I don't know, it just didn't feel like it this for a while. But we're trying to go back, you know. I'm not being worked like a, insert word here, slave, whatever you want to say. But it, you know, so it might be a little easier. I'll have a little more energy. But alright, guys, I'm out, and I will see you guys next time. It has been a ride, hasn't it? I'm really, really thankful for all your support. So much support with these Max books. I didn't know you guys were going to just jump on when I started doing the Max. And please support IDW and buy their stuff. They got all kinds of stuff. They got all kinds of bundles, you know. Some are tied to Kobo. I can't do anything about that. But IDW, they're more than happy to put DRM-free stuff up on Humble. And you can buy that all the time and just, you know, enjoy comics. Because I know everybody likes manga these days, but I'm a comic guy, right? I have more comics than I do manga. And it's not that I don't read manga. I just don't read it that much. And I'm just, you know, I grew up with these comics, and some of them I never got to read, like the Max, so now I finally get a chance to read it, and I've been blown away by it. It's just so cerebral, and it's remarkable how much psychology and philosophy and occult that there is in this thing. It's incredible. All right, guys. I'm out for real this time. We'll see you next time with more Spawn. And, of course, Invincible in July.